With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. All eyes will be on Washington, D.C. tomorrow evening. First, President Trump will attend the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner, venturing into what some observers suggest may be unfriendly political territory. At the same time, across town at the Museum of the Bible, a national scripture reading called America Reads the Bible will culminate. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson says week-long event highlights our founding fathers' belief in God.
We kicked it off last Saturday night at a big event with so many of our friends and celebrities and some of the great evangelists and pastors and clergy from across the country. Look, I think it's symbolic and important that we do it on the 250th anniversary of the nation because it's, in my view, this is how it all began, of course.
One of the scripture readers on the final evening tomorrow will be Salem Media CEO David Santrella. Speaker Johnson's full interview will be heard when the news program this week on Capitol Hill is broadcast beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time tomorrow on the Salem News Channel. Secretary of War Hegseth says it's up to Iran. He says Tehran has a chance to make a good deal, a wise deal with the U.S., an agreement that would bring peace and an end to the war.
Operation Epic Fury has been laser focused from the very start, as I've said to all of you. Clear mission objectives, and ultimately Iran will not have a nuclear weapon.
Hegseth says U.S. blockade of Iranian ports remains in full force. 34 ships turned around in the Strait of Hormuz so far. Tornadoes and destructive hail in the plains, devastating wildfires in the southeast, lives disrupted, homes, businesses destroyed. Two massive wildfires are forcing evacuations and have destroyed almost 90 homes in South Georgia. Twisters have slammed Enid, Oklahoma, including Vance Air Force Base. The Dow down 130 points, and this is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse has not forgotten about Ukraine.
The giant Christian relief agency says it has poured nearly 300 million pounds of food into the stricken country, devastated by Russia's 2022 invasion. The war has destroyed a lot of Ukraine's infrastructure, often leaving the old and infirm isolated and unable to get to a store to buy food. The ongoing fighting also makes it dangerous for people to move about at all. Samaritan's Purse is urging all Christians in America to be in prayer for Ukraine. Michael Harrington reporting.
According to a new study from West Virginia University, most adults who attend religious services go to several different churches, at least occasionally. The report indicates that roughly 12% of all adults who attend services go to multiple congregations on a regular basis, and 45% do so from time to time. Of those who attend multiple congregations, about three-quarters attend two congregations. The rest attend three or more. This is SRN News. Everything old is new again.
W.K. Kellogg Company said on Thursday it's including toys with some of its cereals for the first time in more than a decade. Starting April 26, special edition boxes of Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, Apple Jacks, and Corn Pops will have plastic toys shaped like characters from Disney and Pixar's Toy Story 5. The movie's scheduled to hit theaters in June. Plastic toys used to be a mainstay in cereal boxes, but they've gradually disappeared as manufacturers tried to cut costs and consumers worried about choking and other hazards. Keith Peters reporting.
In the latest round of tech industry job cuts, Meta laying off about 8,000 workers, Microsoft offering buyouts to a similar number. Meta confirms it plans to cut about 10% of its workforce in an effort to invest in other parts of its business and for greater efficiency, as first reported by Bloomberg. More details at srnnews.com.